I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, September 15th, 2016. And hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
Well, I'm doing well, sir, and it sounds like OSU is doing well, if the latest enrollment figures are any indication.
Yes, we have. In fact, our undergraduate enrollment at OSU Stillwater's campus has reached a new all-time high, 20,277. That's a testament to all the large freshman classes we've been garnering lately. The undergraduate enrollment for our combined Tulsa-Stillwater campuses is at about 21,100. This past freshman class was the third largest that we've had here at OSU, with 4,156 freshmen, 35% of whom are from out of state, 30% are minority students, and 16% are first-generation college students. So we're really proud of the fact that students are choosing OSU, and we have high school students and their families visiting nearly every day. So we're already working on next year's freshman class.
And turning from the student body to alumni, I understand there's a big event coming up Friday night.
There is indeed. We will honor six graduates at the OSU Alumni Association's Distinguished Alumni Award dinner. And this class is really, really impressive. Wonderful folks. They include Major General Miles Deering, who grew up in Ada, Oklahoma. He led our Oklahoma National Guard's response in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and commanded an infantry brigade during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Joe Easton is president and CEO of ISN in Dallas. It manages performance and safety and compliance data for mainly oil and gas companies. He's been very involved here at OSU. Helen Hodges grew up on a farm outside of Hennessy, kind of the quintessential OSU story, and today is a distinguished attorney in San Diego. And Helen helped prosecute the securities fraud case on behalf of Enron investors with a net recovery of $7.2 billion. Then A.J. and Susan Jakes, a wonderful couple, both graduated from OSU in 1975. A.J. was president of Atlas Drilling, while Susan worked as a middle school teacher. They've endowed two chairs in agricultural economics and two professorships in special education. And then finally, but certainly not least, is Greg Massey, who earned his finance degree and is the chief operating officer of First United Bank, which is based in Durant, but has 60 locations throughout Oklahoma and Texas. And he has been named Entrepreneur of the Year by Ernst & Young. So it's a very impressive class, and we're really looking forward to it.
And finally, Burns, it's the final day of KOSU's fall membership drive, and I've exhausted my voice and vocabulary. So I'm going to turn it over to you for some words of inspiration to our listeners.
Well, I could say one word, which hopefully will inspire them. Give would be the word I'd choose. Ann and I just sent you our pledge this year, and we hope that everybody else will join us. Public radio depends on the support of its listeners. It's a different product, a radio product, and I think one that really takes a lot of time and gets in depth into the issues. And that's a very useful thing, and it's very important to our state. So please give a wonderful gift to KOSU, which will be a gift to you throughout the year.
And thanks to both you and Ann for your support. And have a great weekend, Burns.
You too, Kelly.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.